This is KUT. When Austin welcomed its first district-based city council in 2015, it was one of the most diverse councils in the city's history. Majority female, the first Latina council member, and three fiscal and at times social conservatives. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, two council members recently lost their re-election bids. So that small but substantive conservative minority is down to one.
Is there a sense of loneliness at all with that, or, you know, concern? I mean, talk to me about what that feels like for you.
I ran for city council in part because I wanted the city to focus on affordability and rein in the rising cost of living.
Councilmember Ellen Troxclair represents District 8, also known as Southwest Austin. She's a fiscal conservative and often had a few allies joining her on votes against government spending. But since now former council members Don Zimmerman and Sherry Gallo lost their re-election bids in the fall, that's poised to change. In other words, expect more 10 against 1 votes, which Troxclair says is a problem.
When you start to see repeated 10-1 votes, even on issues that are not partisan. I mean, so many issues that we deal with at council are not, traffic, development, plenty of things that don't necessarily go down Republican or Democrat lines, yet we seem to have a lot of votes that I think in the past have been 9-2 or 8-3, and in the future might be more often 10-1. I do think that should maybe raise some red flags that one side is underrepresented when it comes to diversity of thought.
If you look at districts, there are varying degrees of liberalism and conservatism in the districts, and the idea behind 10-1, in large part, I think, was to create more variation in opinion among the council members so they'd have a better discussion.
Bill Spellman served on the Austin City Council for 9 years, back when representatives were elected citywide. He says while he and a few of his colleagues would have identified as fiscal conservative, it's a spectrum. And you'd have been hard-pressed to find a certain kind of fiscal conservative when the council members were elected at large.
If you believe the fiscal conservative is, like Ronald Reagan, believing that government is too big, needs to be cut back, we always need to be cutting taxes, you wouldn't find one.
Spellman says he doesn't think residents voted against fiscal conservatives in November, but instead were divided over development issues, like a large mixed-use project called The Grove in District 10. This year, city staff warned council members of a less financially secure future. The city budget would need to be tightened. So while Troxclair's lost her pack, she says her new lone wolf status won't change her stance.
I was in the minority to begin with when it comes to advocating for responsible spending. So just because there may be a couple less members now, I don't think that necessarily is going to make me less effective or change my role.
Council members will meet today to talk about the priorities for the upcoming year. The first council meeting of 2017 is 2 weeks away. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.